Welcome to The Daily Stoic, where each day we read a short passage designed to help you cultivate the strength, insight, wisdom necessary for living the good life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. Do not ignore this warning. In Greek mythology, the god Apollo curses the Trojan princess Cassandra with the power of accurate prophecy that will always be ignored. In the Aeschylus play Agamemnon, Cassandra is brought back to Greece after the capture of Troy as one of the great spoils of war. Unlike Agamemnon, who is happy to be home, Cassandra predicts ominous deaths for both herself and her new master. "I know that odor," she says. "I smell the open grave." She warns him, but he won't listen. Agamemnon ignores the obvious signs and walks right into a trap, taking her with him. Soon enough, they are both murdered by his jealous, cheating wife. Cassandra might not be real, but the essential truth of her warning to Agamemnon is real enough. Memento mori. The grave is dug and waiting for each of us. We know this. It was prophesied to us at birth that one day we would die, and yet we go around living as if that isn't true. We spend our time as if we have an infinite amount of it, as if someone isn't waiting to steal our kingdom from us. As Marcus said, we could leave life right now. Are you ready? Do you make your choices accordingly? Do not wait for the doctor to deliver the prophecy to you a second time. You have cancer. You have leukemia. We're not able to stop the bleeding. It will be too late when you hear these words. You'll never get back what you wasted. Don't ignore Cassandra's warning. Do not doom yourself to a rude awakening, or rather a very rude and sudden sleep. Be ready. Be prepared. Listen. Live while you still can. Hey everyone, there's just a few more days to sign up for our 2020 New Year, New You Daily Stoic Challenge. I asked people like, look, what would you give to be the best person you know you're capable of being? What would you do to get rid of some of your bad habits, replace them with new positive habits? Well, that's why we made this challenge. We want to work on ourselves every day, day to day, delight in our own improvement, as Epictetus said. And this challenge is going to help you do it. And it's going to help me do it because I'm going to be doing it there alongside you. You can check it out at dailystoic.com/challenge. But on January 1, it closes and no one else can do it because that's when it starts. And hopefully that's when the new you begins as well. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80, that's 80, to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And this is the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.